Candy Staten, Young Hearts Run Free here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. What is it? Almost 8 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Tuesday, 2nd of April.
Run free.
Run free.
Oh, man. We have a big surprise for everybody today.
Oh, I tell you.
It's a double whammy.
Yeah.
Because imagine how
yesterday. It should have happened yesterday, really, being April Fool's Day.
What? English John returning?
Yeah.
Is that, yeah. It's a return.
Not that there's a fool reference,
that
John.
That sounds a bit...
No, it just meant it would have been... Anyway, it's good to see you.
Thank you. And you.
Welcome back, English John. You've been sorely missed, I have to say.
That's very kind. I have to say I'm a bit confused. Just to recap.
Right.
So yesterday on the show you played your band and we heard Mike singing.
Yeah.
Which was pretty awful.
After the show he phones me and says, you got a cover, I can't come in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's where we are.
That's where we are.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's gone to ground, basically.
Yeah, I think he's feeling shame, and I think he's feeling like he's sort of
not only
out of tune with the song, out of tune with life.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad he's...
I'm
glad he's taken responsibility for it anyway.
He has, in fairness to him. He's a strong-willed sort of a character. There is a trip to the dentist that won't be mentioned as well, but I think that's only to remove part of his lips that he will make sure he's never going to sing again.
I think that is just a mouth operation because he realises his mouth obviously doesn't work having heard that singing yesterday.
Yeah.
It's quite obvious his mouth
doesn't work. He thinks his teeth and his mouth are like the keys on the piano that if he removes a couple it'll put him in tune the next time he tries to sing.
It's a tuning process. He's going to get rid of an incisor and just, you know, bring the key up a bit.
And what I like as well with you two is that you've clearly had a decision where you've decided it was all Mike's fault.
Oh yeah, with that shadow down. I mean,
especially now he's not here.
I think that was obvious early on, really.
And pretty much whatever we do wrong today is your fault tomorrow, John. It's good to have you back. Great to have you back, horse.
So there you go, English John back in action today. So we might make it our Brexit special, maybe, since we have, you know.
The Brexit special,
We might have to. We might actually get English John to compile a list of all of the things that England have ever done right. Just as a kind of, you know, balancing process.
2-minute feature.
Yeah. So there you go. You're going to have the pleasure of chatting to English John today now when you're calling in for the hit bits and... For the breakfast table quiz and
any other, which other we may involve ourselves with.
And actually, if you do WhatsApp English John, you'll actually, he's the kind of guy that actually reply. So if you want to send any sort of personal WhatsApp message to 087-188-0008, English John is the kind of guy who is, he would actually reply.
Yeah, there you go. Because he's not going to be busy.
Because you're a nice guy. You're a nice guy like that.
I'd say my reply rate's better than Mike's.
Exactly.
Yes.
I'd say.
There you go, yeah.
Absolutely.
See, straight away, I love this, having a slash all over Mike's reputation for no reason. It's good crack.
Do you think we should have some sort of, like, big musical split and, you know, co-opt English John into Sweet Sausage? And
no, I don't want to join your Sour Sausage thing.
Oh.
Oh, so that is
a... I don't want to cause a rift.
It's Brexit all over again.
This is unbelievable, isn't it? Doesn't want to be in.
I've decided.
He's literally.
No.
Yeah, decision made.
He's literally left the band without ever having been part of the band.
I know.
Isn't that extraordinary?
That's unbelievable. That's the problem.
That is the greatest band split ever.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Musical differences. Yeah. No, I'm not joining your band.
Mind you, talk about getting shot down. Maybe we'll have John. No, you won't. You know.
Yeah.
You won't, actually, lads.
There you go. You're not roping me into your sour sausage.
Yeah.
Sour sausage.
I've seen what happened to the last fella that was part of your sour sausage crap.
He's
in the dentist now.
He's holed up in a dentist somewhere. My God.
Yeah, Train and Drive By here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Tuesday, 2nd of April, as I mentioned, almost 6:15. Morning to Margaret, who's welcoming back English John. There you go. John replied straight away. Thanks, Margaret. See that?
Yeah.
That's the kind of guy John is.
He sounds, you know what I mean? Yeah, he's all over this
sort of stuff. He wouldn't have been a Brexit voter. He'd be all inclusive. He's all about inclusivity.
Well, I don't know. I'm not going to cast aspersions on the man's political aspirations or, you know,
Keith is
motivations.
Keith is currently waiting on a reply. He's WhatsApped in. All right, mate, welcome back to the Nut House. John's on it, Keith. He'll be replying to you shortly.
It is amazing how popular English John is. Like, every time he's on the show, we get a plethora of texts saying how much he's comedy gold and all that crap.
Oh, comedy gold. The interesting part about that is John isn't actually trying to be funny. But it's just a funny
it's
bones.
It's still a positive effect. Yeah, funny bones. Yeah, that's what it is.
That's what it's all about. Right, anyway, listen, let's get stuck into the birthdays. I've only got three for you today.
Oh, fart, right. Yeah. So there's no, so you need no to nail them all. No margin for error at all.
Not really, to be honest with you.
Well, there you go. That's probably I John's fault straight away. Yeah. There was a traps there. He's cut back on the birthdays.
I thought I had a fourth one for you, and then I found out he was dead.
Oh.
So that wasn't great.
That doesn't help at all. Yeah, right, yeah. But I'll do my best.
So anyway, right. Check out this. Now this, there's a lady that speaks quite similar to your good self.
Right.
Yeah.
I said recently, one doesn't change. It's people's attitude that changes towards one. But among my family and when I'm at work, no, I don't think of myself as a staff. Would you like to go back, as I think you used to once, to playing sort of cockney bitches, didn't you?
That is the most... That's a serious accent, isn't it?
That interview, I got so much joy watching that yesterday.
Yeah.
Do you know who that is?
It's Penelope.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't remember a second.
Just don't say pit stop.
No. It's not a million miles away. Sure it isn't. She was in The Good Life.
That's her.
She was in, she in Never the Twain. She was in loads of those English 70s
and 80s. Penelope Keith.
That's it. Yeah. Penelope Keith, yes.
Well, I'll tell you what's amazing is obviously she speaks like that.
I said recently, one doesn't...
But then even the interviewer,
wouldn't be interviewed by...
To go back, as I think you used to once, to playing sort of cockney bitches, didn't you?
Going back to playing cockney bitches.
It's unbelievable, isn't it? She's such a tough. It's unreal.
Incredible.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. That's she's still banging away. I would have thought,
because
she didn't look young even then.
No.
So I'd say she's a
fair
old age.
She's had a middle-aged haircut and everything, hasn't she?
Yes, she has. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I like the idea of her rocking around London now, though, saying, "Are you one of those cockney bitches? I've quite often asked to play you." You know what I mean?
Because
she's such a tough. Yeah. It's unreal. Like,
that's her normal voice. It's not even the putting on voice. That's her. You know, that's her going to the shops voice.
Oh, I hope she's married now to her fourth husband and he's like wearing his corduroy jacket and his leather patches. He's smoking from an ivory pipe. You know, all these, they're a different breed altogether. When you're I don't know if she's rich or not, but you assume when you hear that, like, accent that she's absolute, like, she's never seen a fiver in her life. She doesn't even know what it is. Never seen cash.
By all accounts, I think she's actually very kind of popular. I think she's actually sort of sound.
Yeah,
from
what
I can gather, you know, the way people speak
about
it.
But real posh people are always sound. It's the letting on.
Yeah,
isn't
the nouveau riche. They're the pain in the...
Yeah. You know, they're Conor McGregor. You know what I mean? You're trying to be something you're not.
Yeah.
But the real posh people, they're always really sound because they don't really know what's going on. So they're great crack. You know what I mean? You know what you mean, a really posh person? Like, how do you get on a bus? You're like, this is brilliant. I'm going to have such a great conversation here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Have you ever used a lawnmower? Does it really have a blade at the bottom? You're like, it does. It does.
You know, I don't suppose you know how to make the light work.
They're brilliant.
Chef who normally does it.
He died. He fell in the sink and he's been there ever since. Luckily, we have six other bathrooms, so you best use the ones on the west. They're fantastic. Real posh people are brilliant. It's the letting on. The letting on us. And she's as real as it gets.
How are you going to get her age? Because as you say, she's kind of looked old since she was young.
Since she was young, yeah. Oh, this is hard. I'm going to say maybe she's younger than I thought she was and say she's like late 70s, 77.
Oh, not bad effort. 79. Right.
Oh, okay.
Not a bad effort at all.
Well, happy birthday, Penelope.
Right, back one of our own, but on the acting front, though, Michael Fassbender.
Oh, right, yeah, from one extreme to the other, where is Harry?
There's a bloke who's done very well for
himself. He has, yeah. Hasn't he? I tell you, the size of the flute in him. I mean, I don't care.
I know we had this conversation before. He is the biggest organ in the band,
Yeah, he is. And I tell you something, and everybody praising him, saying he's a great actor, and he is a great actor. Mm. But we found his Achilles heel on this show last week. Remember the snowman we were talking about? Hairy Hole.
Oh, yeah.
The detective, Hairy Hole.
Joe Nesbo character.
And he played Hairy Hole in The Snowman. And apparently...
By the way, just to point out for anybody who may not have been here last week, there isn't a detective called Hairy Hole.
There is.
It's some sort of Norwegian Harry Hulle.
And how's it pronounced? Harry
Hulle. Harry Hulle.
Harry Hulle. Yeah, so it is. Yeah, I beg your pardon. My accent doesn't live up to scratch. He's gone all Penelope Keith now. Look.
I think you'll find, Peter.
In Dublin.
That his name is Harry Hulle.
In Norway, they pronounce it Harry Hulle. In Ireland, they pronounce it Harry Hulle.
Harry Hulle.
So he played Harry Hulle in The Snowman. And I was just thinking that. Terrible elf flick.
That was the. That's, you know, for all we know, that could have been the inspiration. For like Dirty Harry, you know.
Yeah.
If you, because I mean, would you kind of
the books like
they,
yeah.
It, maybe they knew him as Harry Hulle, and it turned into a bit, yeah, man, Harry Hulle, and it turned into a Dirty Harry.
Imagine that in Norway. Did my gun go off the once or the twice?
Are you feeling yeah. lucky?
I don't punk. Know. Yeah. Go ahead, the punk. Make my day. Yeah.
Good man, Harry.
I'm Mr. Harry Hulle. Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't have the same ring to it.
No, you're
now
right.
Now I've forgotten whose birthday we're guessing.
Oh, yeah, Michael Fassbender.
Oh, that fella. Yeah, the Cardi fella. Yeah, that's like,
him. Fassbender is not, you have to say, a particularly Kerry name.
It's not really, is it?
So where did the Fassbender
come
from?
I haven't a clue. I don't know. He's like, you wouldn't see him rocking around with the Healy Rays.
That's what I'm saying.
How are you doing the others? Did you know that having a dinner is worse than drinking a pint and driving a tractor? You don't see him hanging out with them lads, you
know? No. He's not your archetypal.
No, he's
not.
I'd
love to know where Fassbender, the name, comes from. Is that the Kerry Fassbenders? Is there the Kerry Fassbenders?
But there is, but that's not their second name.
Oh, right.
They're
a vigilante group formed by the Healy Rays.
They're rivals to the Peaky Blinders.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I gotta
we
say,
have Kerry Fassbenders.
He's 36.
He's 42, man.
Wow.
Ah, he looks well on it.
He looks very
sure
well.
When you've when you're the largest organ in the band.
Yeah.
Sure, you've no worries in your life.
That's true, yeah. So. When you ding dang, when you've, yeah. When the ponies of Connemara are talking about you.
I tell you, if he'd have been in Sweet Sausage, we'd have romped it.
Hey, that's the truth. You'd be there
wearing. He would have put your trumpet to shame.
He'd have put that back in its case.
I'm speaking of which, right? Yeah. I know this was not planned, because nothing on this show is ever planned. But. Guess whose birthday it is, since you've just been talking about Michael Fassbender and being the biggest organ in the band.
Right.
It's only Linford Christie's birthday today.
Oh,
the
I
most
love
famous
Christie.
Lunchbox.
The lunch. Yes. My God, this show was really talking about the trousers this morning, but it was the most famous. I remember he was representing Britain, and he was like, he's Jamaican Britain, isn't he? He was born in Jamaica, grew up in Britain, represented British.
Is he Jamaican Britain great, though?
Yeah, yes, he is.
I am so sorry. I can only apologize.
Jamaican Britain great again. That's fantastic.
I can only apologize.
One lunchbox
sorry.
At a time.
I'll leave now, actually. In fact, once the headlines come on, I'm walking out because I've embarrassed myself.
Yeah, no, that was a fantastic pun. That was a brilliant one. Jamaican Britain great again.
Anyway, sorry, right. So, yeah, he's part Jamaican, isn't he?
I think he's actually, like, he was full born Jamaican parents, born in Jamaica, but they came over to. England back in the day.
Right.
So he grew up and he was like, he was one of those, the Kingston Towners, you know, I'm going to represent Britain and I'm going to go on this country that's given me so much. And he went, I think he was the first, I might be wrong, but I think he was the first British athlete to win four different events in an Olympic Games.
Are you serious?
I think he was, yeah. I might be wrong.
I mean, he was a huge superstar.
He was, yeah.
And huge, you know.
Yeah,
all sorts
huge.
Of ways.
Him and Fassbender could tie knots together. So they could.
Him and Fassbender could take part in the pole vault.
But he must be getting on a bit now. I'm going to say he's 59.
Yay!
Linford Christie.
So you're keeping the roll going. One correct yesterday, one correct today.
That's not bad going.
That's not bad going.
Yeah, yeah.
You're still in with a shout. There you go.
Gold for Ireland with Linford Christie. That's something you'd never think you'd hear.
This is Classic Hits.
Thanks very much, Tara. 6:32. Lovely to hear a bit of squally.
Squally,
you can't
hear that word.
Squally.
Don't hear enough of that
you
word.
You don't hear enough of that. Well, you're always complaining about bad weather. So it'd be too much squally for you if it's once a year. It is. It's an odd word. What exactly is a squally?
Well, you see, I was about. That was my next question. Is exactly what is squally? Squally is a little bit between
squirrely.
Is it sort of? It's not. It's not fully heavy, obviously.
No,
and it's intermittent.
It's between squirrely and hitting the wally.
No, I'm with PJ on this. I think it is. I think it's when there's
squirrely.
Almost,
nobody's squirrely. Ever used squirrely in the context of the weather.
Of course they have. It's only a squirrely bit of rain. No
a
problem.
Squirrely bit.
Yeah, and then it's hitting the wall out there. It's mad. Squally.
Yeah, but the weird thing about it is you sort of instinctively know, don't you?
Mind, it is one of those showers that is almost, it's whipping the wind at you. Like the wind is throwing the rain in your face. You know those showers that hurt?
Yeah.
The rain actually hits your face and it hurts. That's a squally shower. That's a squally shower. Okay, so I've just... Dr. Google.
Yeah, go on.
Okay, squally. A squall is a sudden, sharp increase in wind speed lasting minutes, contrary to a wind gust, which apparently lasts longer than, or lesser than minutes. So it's windy rain.
Windy rain, there you go.
Wow.
Like
yeah.
I said.
Wet and windy. Similar to your good self and all that, PJ.
Oh my God.
By the way, you don't care, I believe, because the great PJ Gallagher has just informed me.
Yeah.
Off on the way.
Unbelievable. This woman, how she does it. I would say she has pictures of our director general in his nip somewhere, because the amount of stuff she get in the way where there's amazing holiday was.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
We're
so,
shocked.
I mean, have you done a full 2 months this year so far?
You see, you keep laughing at this, but I actually have negotiated. This is for my mental health. I have to work with you two every day.
Yeah, well, I have to live in this house. How about that?
Exactly.
You're not going to be able to get time off from yourself, are you?
He's tried, to be fair to him. He gave it a good go, in fairness. Phil Collins, Something Happened on the Way to Heaven, Freed from Desire, from Gala, just ahead of that 18 minutes to 7 o'clock. While that was playing, PJ Gallagher was just informing me of the Bohemians football chant that goes with it.
Yeah.
Because some of you may remember, it was one of those football chants, I think Will Gregg's on fire. The Northern Irish fans used
Will
to.
Will Gregg's on fire.
Yeah, they had that during. What was the tournament they were in? Were they in a tournament?
They weren't qualifiers anyway.
Whatever. But the Bows supporters have a slightly different version.
Slightly different version, yeah. Makes me laugh. Definitely makes me laugh.
Yeah, yeah. We'll let you find it out for yourself.
Well, yeah.
Just in case the old BAI have issues with it.
Yeah, yeah. They might do. They might do, yeah. Great crack. We'll say you have to get to an Ireland. If you haven't been to a League of Ireland game, this is a good year to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely give it a shot.
What's the current state of play then in terms of the top of the league? Because for a while there, it was getting interesting because Mike, for those of you who don't know, Mike kind of decided to come out as a Pats supporter, right?
Yeah, he did, yeah.
But sort of, I don't know whether it was like a genuine desire to do it or whether he just thought it might be a bit of divilment with PJ being a Bow supporter.
I think he does have a penchant for that club, you know? He does, yeah.
So, and for a while you were kind of first and second, weren't you?
Yeah.
At the very start.
Well, thankfully this Friday, Bow's beat Pats 1-0.
Right.
So that was pretty good going.
So what's the current state of play then?
So that puts, I'll tell you, will I?
You do?
And last night, of course, was the EA Cup was on. And the sports...
That's the one you play on the PlayStation.
Oh my God, you're such a smarty pants, aren't you? No, it isn't, actually.
EA Sports, isn't it? Aren't they?
Yeah, well, they do make PlayStation games. It doesn't take away from the competition being...
All right.
But it is. Anyway, Bray beat Rovers last night in penalties.
Bray?
Yeah, a shock win. Shock win last night.
Bray beat Rovers.
Yeah, beat them last night in penalties. Put them out. 4-2 in penalties. Bows beat Cabin Teely. But the league itself, the league itself is Rovers still on top there with two games played more than everybody else.
Right, okay.
Because the way the fixtures fell. So there, and then it's Dundalk. And then it's Bohemians.
Wow.
In third place there with 14 points. Next one that would matter to us is Cork in sixth place. And then Pats in seventh.
Right, so Mike's fallen away badly then in the last few weeks.
Yeah, although mind you, that's like it's the difference between 8 and 14
points. I can't believe we missed that Dublin derby then for a bit of crack between yourself and Mike. When was that? Oh, it was Friday night.
That was Friday. We were doing
Cork.
Sweet sausage.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
Sour sausage, as Smarty Pants English John calls it.
Some unappreciative sorts have said.
Yeah, so sour sausage we were doing, of course. I think there's plans for us all to go to Richmond Park for the next one.
Yeah, there was talk of us actually doing the show from there.
I think it's a good idea. We should make that happen.
And doing a few other bits and pieces then on the day.
I tell you, yeah.
Maybe take on the old crossbar challenge or something like that.
You thought we were bad at sweetening the sausage. Well, you see the old crossbar challenge. I can't.
So hopefully that happens. When was that, Jim? Was that May sometime?
It's May. Yeah, the derby's in May again. Yeah, that particular derby's in May, yeah.
That'll be good.
Be great crack.
By the way, on the subject of sweet sausage, Breeda Galway was wondering would we replay it because she missed it yesterday.
Whoa.
Trust us, Breeda. That is actually to your benefit.
I tell you what we'll do, Breeda. If you really want to, the video and all, right, is up on the Classic Hits Facebook page. There's a video evidence and everything. Feel free to wander there, but do so at your own peril.
What I would say to you, Breeda, is try and be alone and try and be in a soundproofed room.
Yes.
When you do listen to it, that's all I'd say to you. Just for your own sake and the sake of people you maybe care about.
And remember, once it starts, you can stop it at any time. You don't have to endure the whole thing.
Yeah.
Like those poor people on the night.
There is a pause button on it.
Yeah. Anyway, I was telling you, the amount of slagging I got yesterday, even just to walk around on Leary, people were giving me grief about it yesterday.
Really?
Yeah. One person just honked his horn.
See, that's the great thing.
You're brute like the trumpet. And I started laughing.
Brilliant. See, that's the brilliant thing about being anonymous. See, everybody knows you. You can't really hide from it because you're so recognisable. But the rest of us can kind of wander through.
Wander through the world.
And not take the blame for it. You know what I mean? It's great.
There's
a lot to be said for anonymity.
I still think for 3 weeks with no practice, no talent and not really thinking too much about it, we did very well.
Yeah. I'm with you.
You know, when you think...
Fair. You know, okay, Magic Mike isn't here to defend himself, so I think this is the prime opportunity to do it. But I thought the trumpet and the harmonica weren't the worst. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's very hard to hear them.
I've thrown him under the bus so much. I'm starting to feel guilty now, blaming everything on Mike, considering he's the only one that really did any work about it. But you know something? Yeah, damn right, he's not here. Feck you, Magic Mike. You made a show of the whole lot of us. You really did.
Speaking of Michaels, we were saying about Michael Fassbender's birthday today. Apparently he's a German father is where the Fassbender comes from.
Oh, right.
So Fassbender isn't an indigenous Kerry name.
Didn't know, well, there you go.
Who'd have thought it?
Who'd have thunk it, didn't have thought it wasn't there with the Healy Rays?
Yeah, absolutely. Quick hello to Dan 2.0, to who else? JP is back on. English Ian is back. Look at that English Ian there. Now, there's a kindred spirit for you, John. Because English John is taking care of business behind the glass today.
He's back.
Yeah. And Larbar is...
How you doing, Larbar?
He's another Tara Duggan. He's got another week off coming next week.
Fuck you, Larbar.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. I'd love to know how to have those negotiating skills. I think Tara just sits across the road from the house of the CEO here, takes pictures of him in uncompromising positions, all of which aren't uncompromising. It's just the way she uses the camera.
And then she's brilliant with Photoshop.
Yeah, then she's like, oh, you and me both know it's not true, but try telling that to the people. And then she just goes, all you have to do is give me a week off for every week I work. And then we'll be even. And no, but these things will never see the light of day.
And so it came to pass.
And so it came to pass, and that's it.
Whereas PJ went in to renegotiate his contract and came out working an extra day.
Yeah.
Every week.
The Tara blackmails me as well. But she blackmails you saying, if you don't do what I tell you, I'll never show your nudie pics to anybody. I'm like, oh my God. Get them out there quick.
Deep Blue Something, Breakfast at Tiffany's here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for doing that. Almost 5 to 7. By the way, Gaz has a bone to pick with you, PJ.
Oh, what have I done now?
He says, morning lads, just leaving Clunfad in Roscommon on my paper round, and the snow is lashing down. Just wondering, what happened to PJ's prediction of no more cold weather after Paddy's Day?
Well, obviously, you've done something, haven't you? What have you done?
It's Gaz in Galway.
Gaz.
Except he's in, well, he's leaving Clunfad and Roscommon.
I don't know, I'm kind of shocked by that now. I'll be honest with you, I thought that was the, well, let's be honest. Let's be honest, I was going to try and lie my way out of this. I don't know, I'm shocked.
So you're
it shouldn't be
happening. You're going to start lying your way over by saying, let's be honest.
All good lies start with let's be honest. Don't they? Let's be
they
honest
do,
about
actually.
Jim. Ah, they do.
Let's be honest. Yeah, Gaz, well done. Calling them out of it.
Yeah, I'm shocked. It shouldn't be happening. I thought these days were gone. It's wrong. It's sick and it's wrong.
You're right.
Although I bet you don't feel as cold as you did the last time it was snowing.
Oh my God, they're talking about clutching at straws.
I'm just saying, you know, there was a cold, there's a winter cold and a summer cold.
Oh, there's cold snow and there's warm snow, is there, PJ?
In effect, yes.
In Clunfad.
Now, the lawyers in the Met Office would say no, but we all know what I'm talking about.
PJ and Jim in the morning. Classic
Hits. Hammer time. MC Hammer, you can't touch this here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Almost 10:30 past 7 o'clock. Good to have you along, folks. Hitbit on the way, of course. The brand new Hitbit. I think we're at 510, is it today?
We're at something like that, yeah. 510 quid, I'll tell you now. Yeah, 510 quid. We're only started. Sure.
Exactly. It off. But we'll give you another crack at it. That's on the way in about 40 minutes or so. In the meantime, though...
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. heroes in a half shell.
Now, they may not be teenage, they may not be mutants, they may not be ninjas, but they are turtles. Yeah.
Unlike
in this story.
The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, they don't even look a bit like Jim McCabe. But
harsh, dude, harsh.
I don't think it's harsh. If you put a little like a bandana thing on your eyes.
Actually, that's not a bad shout. That could be my new look.
What happened, Othello? Oh, he fell into a tub of white paint. And he lost his shell. And he's
and now look at him.
And he's been watching football for too long. You know what I mean? You're like a teenage. Well, yeah. Let's leave you off of this. But anyway, there's a show, right? And it's called Blue Planet Live. So you might have seen it on telly, I suppose, the last couple of days. And there was this amazing moment on it where a group of baby turtles had to be scampering out on a beach going back to sea, right?
Yeah. Beautiful moment, I'd say.
Yeah, Liz Bonnen. You know Liz Bonnen? She's the Irish woman she's been involved in British television now for years. She used to do that thing with John Leslie, didn't she? The game show thing, the spinning of the wheel and all. Remember, wasn't that it?
I have no idea.
I can't think of the name of it, but she was doing a Wheel of Fortune. Wasn't she on that?
I don't know.
I think she
Take
was.
Take your word for it.
Anyway, totally besides the point. So anyway, she was doing this thing yesterday on Blue Planet Live where they'd be watching five baby turtles being released on Heron Island in Australia. And she said, in her own words, we've watched them come up to the sands of Heron to nest, and we've also had the great privilege of watching precious new lives, little hatchlings emerging from the nests and making a big blue. And then we watch as the conservationists, they put the turtles one by one onto the sand, and Mrs. Bonnen then started to speak of how important it is to protect these precious little individuals. And just as she did that, and she was looking at the camera telling us about the importance of preservation, a seagull swooped down and scoffed one of them right behind her.
Oh my God.
Which is exactly why live TV delivers in the way it does. Yeah.
So this beautiful moment of new life emerging and returning back to its natural environment.
And just as she was saying to the cameras, we need to preserve the life.
One got eaten by a seagull.
Feckin' seagulls flew down and scoffed one right in the background.
Seagulls, unbelievable.
And of course people on Twitter, because they're the most sensitive people in the world, right? Some of them said, I am traumatised by the scenes on Sunday's BBC One episode. A guy called Joe Slater said that seeing the turtle hatchling as your broadcaster spoke to camera about the importance of preservation is unbelievable. And a man from Scotland, Philip Briscoe, said, oh no, as they are being let go of the baby turtles into the sea, a seagull nabs one for dinner, eh? And then has the cheek to walk past the camera with it.
Right? Where was he from?
Glasgow.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Was that not obvious, though?
Oh, yeah, no, that was. I just thought you said Bristol for some reason.
No, Glasgow.
Right.
Unbelievable, isn't he? So I'll tell you something. You're the rudest turtle I've ever met. And then, I just love the way the Scottish lad puts the, oh, no! At the start of his tweet. It's brilliant, isn't it? Nobody else thinks to put their exclamation, does he?
You know? I love the way that you just immediately put him into that sort of. He may have written it as kind of like, oh no, the wee little turtle got eaten by a wee seagull. But you had
Are you
to
joking?
You
from Glasgow?
You had to give it the
full. No one in Glasgow goes, oh no, the wee baby turtle was about to be free. And then he got scoffed by that seagull. Not in Glasgow. Oh no!
You had to create the image that he was sitting there watching the telly with a big bag of tins.
He was. He had a six pack of Iron Brew. And he was wearing his kilt fresh on for the occasion. He was.
Oh no!
And he got so upset he threw a sparring out the window. And he hit a live haggis running past the house.
Oh,
that's what happened, yeah.
So that's a bit of a shocker then, watching a little baby turtle being. Seagulls, so unbelievable.
And
they're blaming the BBC.
And they're blaming the BBC. It's brilliant, isn't it? The BBC gets the grief. So to the point that on Twitter now, Liz Bonnen has had to come back and say, look, I know it's hard to watch, but we can't do anything about it. The BBC said the survival rate for these turtles is very low. Only one in 1,000 never makes it. And she makes the argument that seagulls have to feed their families too.
Yeah.
And that's part of nature doing nature's thing. Someone should.
That's the funny thing about releasing things back into the wild. It's called the wild.
Yeah, and anyway, your man should
Stuff
know
happens.
In Glasgow, that Glasgow is effectively a bunch of humans that are released back into the wild. He should know how it feels.
Exactly, yeah.
The seagulls flying over Glasgow every day watching fights and all going, oh no! That wee man never stood a chance here!
Yeah, waiting for their opportunity to swoop down on some lad who's fallen down.
Yeah.
Just as he's making his way back into the wilds.
Seagulls are mugging lads for banana skins and all over there. I'll tell you something, I'm some man anyway. If someone was from Scotland, I wouldn't say any of this. I'm a little sniggly snake.
Venus Bananarama here at Classic Hits, just 19 minutes past 7. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for doing that. Much appreciated. Do tell a friend. Drag them along, kicking and screaming. You can WhatsApp us 087-188-0008. You need to issue an apology. There's some per person on the WhatsApp today.
I knew that would happen.
Saying, lads, I'm trying to do me eye makeup here, but you have me crying laughing.
Oh,
now
right,
you've ruined it. Look, and apologise to that person.
Oh, no! I'm so sorry! Oh, I didn't mean that because of Finsley. Oh, no!
Well, that went well, didn't
it? Eyes look like someone's crying out of him. I don't know, I can't. I'm terrible. No, I'm not going to say I'm terrible. Accent.
There's no quiet Scottish people in your world, is there? There's nobody that. It's lovely to see you. Welcome to Scotland.
Yeah, there is.
There's nobody like that in your world. They're all. Oh, no!
But they're just not in Glasgow. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the quiet ones come from Edinburgh, do they?
Yeah, the Glasgow doesn't sum up the whole. You know, yeah. It's so nice to meet you.
Yeah.
Come on in.
Have a wee bit of shortbread.
I'll pour some haggis into your spoon and you may stick a straw in it now. You know, it doesn't sum up that.
Yeah, you're right.
It's definitely, you know, Glasgow, you think, oh, no!
Plus, if they're on Twitter, the chances are they are giving it the full, oh, no!
Yeah, definitely, yeah. Your man's sitting there getting all upset over the turtles. I love it.
By the way, great. Somebody says it was Melanie Sykes who was on that Wheel of Fortune thing.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
and somebody else says it was Jenny Powell and Carol Smiley.
Right, I went off
Sean on the Ballymount said Carol Smiley, she was the one that she used to take a lot of stick on the impersonation shows. Smiley, Carol Smiley.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
She
that's
used
right.
to give her a lot of stick.
I haven't seen her in a very long time, actually.
Yeah.
But Liz Bond, I was sure she did one of those things. I was absolutely sure she did something like that. I'm looking at all her stuff. Telly Bingo. That's not her. That's a fella. Isn't it? That's a fella does Telly Bingo. That's not her. Why is that there? Am I looking at the right person?
Yeah. Somebody also says your Scottish thing makes you sound like groundskeeper Willie from The Simpsons.
Well, that's not a, that. You know, I think that's a fair representation of Glasgow people.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure Scotland are delighted with that.
I'd say that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And also, Tracy in Galway just wants to point out, have you seen the size of seagulls? She says they're like miniature dogs.
They are, yeah, they are. So nowadays, fairness, they are, yeah.
You would have to. You'd be taking your life in your hands. Well, sure, you've had close encounters with seagulls. Drunken ones in the beer garden around the corner from you.
It's like a hen party, yeah. Thankfully, they've put this thing up now on the roof and it's gotten rid of them.
Oh, really?
It's like a hawk, like a scare hawk.
Oh, it's not a Scottish bloke, is it?
No, yeah.
Going, oh, no!
It's a Scottish lad throwing
cans.
Yeah.
PJ, sail asleep!
Yeah, basketball now, eh? Yeah, no, they put up this, like, it's like a hawk kite. And right. It flies over the hotel all the time. And the seagulls are gone. They're afraid of it. It's amazing.
Wow.
So the hen party's gone. It used to be horrible waking up at the hen party. 3 o'clock in the morning. Seagulls just laughing all night, mocking each other, laughing, ginned up to the eyeballs.
Anthony Song, moving out, Billy Joel here at Classic Hits, 25 to 8, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. As we said, Hitbit on the way, 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp if you fancy having a go. Just let us know you want to play, don't give us your guess. Because even if you were to get it right, you couldn't win, you got to be on the radio telling us face to face, well, mouth to ear.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Well, whatever it is. Yeah. Verbal communication is the main thing. That's what you need on the radio. But there you go. Listen, you know Elon Musk, right? We all know Elon Musk at this stage. The man who's he's basically a genius.
Yeah. The man he's behind Tesla cars and
PayPal
and all that. Yeah.
And SpaceX.
Yeah.
And pretty much almost everything at this stage. Like, he's just unbelievable. But he does behave a little oddly on Twitter. When it comes to his Twitter account, he's not like many other CEOs would be of other companies.
Right.
So previously he's given us, he's given us some odd stuff. Like, Last year for April Fools, he said he was gone, his company was gone bankrupt, which is a really weird joke to play on yourself.
Yeah.
And then, of course, it wasn't gone bankrupt, but it hit shares really bad. And the company lost millions. And he just kind of went, ha, April Fool! Like, it's not...
And then looked at the price of his shares. Yeah. The share value.
And it shows how much value he is, of how much money he has and his company has, that they can lose almost half their value overnight. And he goes, ah, who cares? It's grand. Carry on. Make it all back in the next couple of days. Won't have to worry about it. But he's done it again. So this looks like it is an April Fool, although it was loaded on Saturday, right? So you'd never know with this lad. So the deal is, he's released a rap song. Now, you might remember in Cincinnati Zoo in 2016, we were talking about it. They shot a gorilla called Harambe. A kid had fallen in.
That's right, you've fallen into the enclosure.
Yeah, and if you're on the internet, Harambe became... Well, if you're on the internet, you know what I mean. If you do be messing around more than you need to on the internet, you'll know Harambe has sort of become this... folklore character, right? Yeah. He's become this character that people talk about all the time. R.A.P. Harambe. Harambe, just the legend of the gorilla Harambe has never gone away.
He's like Caesar in Planet of the Apes.
Yeah,
he's
he is.
You know.
He is.
He was like the great ape that could have been.
Pretty much taken in his prime.
Yeah.
And now Elon Musk has written a song. And he's a rapper now. This is his new thing.
Is he?
So he's put up a song. It's had 1.2 million plays as of yesterday. And it's his song. It's about Harambe the gorilla. To let us know what a great gorilla Harambe was. And what what his life could have been.
Are you gorillas? We love you.
R.I.P. Harambe. Sipping on some Bombay. We on our way to heaven. Amen.
Wow.
Lyrically,
it's, yeah. So, R.A.B. Harambe sipping on some Bombay.
Yeah.
That's the gin, is it?
That's the gin.
Right.
And then we're on our way to heaven, amen, amen. But then he's also suggesting that Harambe does be up to no good. R.A.B. Harambe smoking on the strong, hey. You know what I mean?
Was he saying Harambe? Or was he saying that's how I wrote this song?
Yeah, yeah, I think we know how he got there, right? This is Elon Musk sitting there with the best of gin and some strong hay himself. Yeah.
I like
probably
that,
a big glass
I
pipe.
I like that opening line there.
All you gorillas, we love you.
You know, all you gorillas, we love you.
Yeah, I know, yeah, yeah.
Which must be very comforting to the gorillas of the world.
I know, he gets a bit over gorilla passionate at the end as well. Like, where's my gorilla at? We miss you. We really... really miss you, yeah. Harambe. Like, you think, like, I don't know what Elon Musk does in his spare time.
Yeah.
But he does a lot, right? I mean, he gets bored, and when he gets bored, things happen. He got bored and just started selling flamethrowers last year. Do you remember that?
Flamethrowers?
Yeah, but he's not allowed to call them a flamethrower, because there's some law about flamethrowers. So, it's effectively a flamethrower that he calls, I don't know, the flying flame and why did, torch, what whatever
was,
it is.
What was its purpose?
It was a flamethrower. He was bored. He had time on his hands. Everything he touches turns to gold. He'd nothing to do. So he developed a flamethrower, realised he couldn't use the word flamethrower, and sold it anyway.
Wow.
And now he's bored and he's become a
rapper.
A rapper who writes songs about emotional gorillas. Emotional songs about gorillas.
I just can't get over those opening lines. I just have this vision of him sitting there thinking to himself, that'll make the gorillas feel a lot better. As though the gorillas are going around the world going, well, I'll tell you. Elon has our back.
Do you know what does my head in about this?
He gave us a big shout out there in his rap song.
He did, yeah.
Said, all gorillas, we love you.
What does my head in about this, right? I'll tell you now is what do my head in about this. I've spent the last week, right?
Yeah.
Trying to get onto my internet provider to try and say, you need to charge me and not someone else. A week I'm on to air about this.
Right.
A week I can't sort it out. A week my life has revolved around who do I talk to pay this person this. He gets bored. He's selling flamethrowers. He's got so much time. He's writing emotional raps to gorillas.
Yeah.
I can't even find time to sort out the most basic necessities of my life. And here's this guy who everything he touches turns to gold. He runs six companies. They're all hugely successful. Each one of them is worth $1 billion. And what are you doing, PJ?
Well, I'm trying to talk to the man so I can get my internet turned on.
Like, how are
you? Maybe you should get Elon Musk to do it.
Yeah.
He could write a song for you.
He's getting appreciation letters from gorillas around the world.
Yeah.
I can't sort out my basic sort of life thing. It's not, although I would say it's not my fault. Obviously, I'm just dealing with a company tomorrow. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
That's not my fault.
Not at all.
Actually, maybe they should. Maybe Air should get a load of gorillas who are working there. But hello, can I speak to Harambe, please? Hip it. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it? Hit bit.
Hey,
there you go. I get sticking something in there. We're back, of course, the all new hit bit. It is 510 quid today. It isn't who the man. It isn't. It's not someone going man.
No.
It's something that sounds like this. And that's it. If you can tell us what bit of a hit that is and who sings it, we're going to give you 510 quid today.
It is full on, isn't it?
It is, isn't it? Give us another. Yeah, give us one where I'm not talking over. There you go. Now you're talking. It's hard.
I have no idea. I don't know where anybody even begins with that stuff.
I do still think I'm getting sort of a rock music buzz off it.
Yeah?
It sounds like a distorted guitar. Can I have one more?
Yeah, absolutely right. I can't. I don't know where you'd begin.
Knowing me, it'd be Take That or something. I to anyway, we're going to go to Eddie Quinn this morning. He's going to start the ball rolling in Kildare. How are you, Eddie?
How are you, PJ? How's it going?
Not bad at all, thanks, Eddie. What's the crack with yourself?
Not a thing. Just home off the night shift and heading for the bed.
Heading for the bed?
Yep.
Oh, you just finished work with night. What were you doing?
Out in the airport.
Out in the airport. All right. Yeah, yeah. Good stuff. Well, you know what? Something we'd love to give you 510 quid. Something to dream about. But this is where you want to go. What would you buy? what do you think then? Who do you think it is? I still stuck on who the man.
Yeah.
Still saying who you think it is.
You get away with who do you think it is. Artists, you know, wise even.
True enough, yeah.
What do we need? Do we need both or we just need the name of the song?
Mike's not here, you can just give us the name of the song and we're happy.
You know what I always find is great about competitions? The people running the competitions don't know what you need to do.
Gives Eddie an even better chance. So it does. So what do you think it is, Eddie?
I think it's The Cars, Just What I Needed.
What do you reckon, then?
English John is in the chair.
Well, I bet that cash is just what you needed.
It is.
It's not right, I'm afraid.
Sorry
about
that.
Is that our mate Eddie from the
Fire
Dublin
Service.
Airport Fire Service?
That's me.
I had a feeling.
Yeah, you see. English John left out the claim bit.
All right, no matter.
That's why we didn't recognise it straight off the bat. How are you, anyway?
Yeah, not too bad.
Say hi to all the gang for us out there, won't you?
I will indeed.
And listen, sleep well.
I will do my best.
Yeah, cheers, buddy.
Take care of yourself, Eddie.
Cheers.
Thanks again, Eddie. Thank you, Sam. Cheers.
Take care.
Right, so we're going to Dublin now. It's Moira Walsh. How are you, Moira?
I'm great, PJ. How are you?
I'm all right, thanks very much. Yeah, not bad. What's your plans for the day?
Work, and more work.
Oh, dear God. What do you working and working at?
I work actually around the corner from you. I'm very close to you in Castle Forbes. I work in Heitor.
In, where did you say?
Around the corner in Castle Forbes House.
Well, yeah,
we're very close to you.
Yeah, that's great. You're sounding...
That's sounding a bit stalkery, actually.
You're not a private eye working to find out what we're up to.
We're very close to you. I see you every day when you go for your coffee, PJ.
Well, I don't. But I pass you every day going to the centre, that's about it.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
That's gas, and you never say hello. Not even the one time.
Yeah, yeah. So you don't need to ring in at all. You could walk up to him and give him your guess.
Yeah. I was tempted at one stage, but no, I think that would be definitely stalkerish, actually.
Yeah. Although this would be great if you win this now, because you could come straight up and demand the money from English John.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Okay.
Look at English John. What is it then? Saying, yeah, good luck with that.
What are you going for, Maura? What's your guess?
2 Unlimited. Get ready for this.
All right. Yeah, Daddy. 2 Unlimited then. What do you reckon, John?
Okay, feeling a bit of pressure here, given the proximity.
Yeah.
Get ready for this. No, no. No, 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 no.
Oh, my God!
Right. Please don't come looking for me.
Oh, fantastic.
Oh, that was a great pun.
It was worth it for that alone, Moira. Well done. Listen, have a cracking day. Take care of yourself.
You too.
And by the way,
bye.
See you later. Yeah,
see you later.
Okay, right, bye.
Good luck.
Bye, Moira. Right, so
that's
there you
the
go.
End of that then.
I will say English John outdid himself. That's pretty good.
I'll tell you
yeah.
something. You've set the bar high there, buddy.
So there you go. It's definitely not 2 Unlimited. It's not Eddie's one, the Cars. From Clane, I think that was it. And
that's one of the car's biggest hits there. From Clane.
And 20-5, Damien Farley will give you another go at the classic hit bit.
Shakira, Whenever, Wherever, here are classic hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Tuesday, 2nd of April, 9 minutes past 8. Good to have you along, folks. Thanks for waking up happy with us. 087-188-0008 is always on WhatsApp if you want to have a go at the old breakfast table quiz. A bit later this hour, we're going to play in about 40 minutes or so. And it's only 7 to beat at the moment, which is good news. What's not such good news is that this fine isle of ours, this land of 100,000 welcomes, this land of friendly people and smiling faces and jovial attitudes, has sadly slipped down the popularity chart.
Slipped down the
friendliness.
I just can't believe it. I mean, we're still doing well, okay? Let's look at the positives for now, right?
Right.
Out of a previous ranking of, well, whatever it was, I couldn't be arsed looking at it. Basically, here's the deal. We've slipped a little bit, I know that much. But we've still done well. So we're still ranked very high for general friendliness in a worldwide survey, right?
Right.
So they got 18,000 immigrants living in 187 countries, such as Bahrain and Taiwan and all over the world. And they said, where do you think is the friendliest place to live? Well, they judge it on they judge it on loads of different things. Like we beat the Brits. We have that going for us.
Okay,
we'll have to bring English John in on this now.
How do you judge friendliness? Is it like just they literally said, just is it just one thing?
Well, they ask your general ability to get on with people once you get there as an outsider. You know how you're treated.
Yeah.
Do you treated fairly? Your general access to services, all of that kind of crack. You know, and then the gripes. Now the gripes come in as well. It's like what you complain about. Some of the gripes included about Ireland was the availability of leisure options. Apparently, we probably just like go to the pub too much.
Is it? Yeah.
I'm imagining. Doesn't really go into detail on that one, but I would imagine that might be
leisure options.
Yeah, so the climate then was another one. I don't really see how that's our fault. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, there's picking and choosing here.
Yeah.
You know, like, you can't say the country's unfriendly because you're getting rain.
Because it rains on you.
It rains on us all. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
You're not being left out. You know what I mean? Also then it says the affordability of healthcare. Again, nothing really to, you know, we all suffer that. I don't see how that really affects our friendliness index. Do you know what I'm saying?
The cost of healthcare or my God.
So what that does do though is it brings us in to what we love doing, and that's giving you a top 10 rundown of what are the top 10 friendliest countries in the world.
Okay, here we go.
In at number 10, ladies and gentlemen, it is, and I stand by this, as a very friendly country, haven't been there, Colombia.
Wow.
Very friendly country. It's actually brilliant. Do you know why it's so friendly? Because they're not used to tourists.
I can have a guess.
Yeah. That's not why.
Oh, right, yeah.
It's because there's loads of areas in Colombia, they're really not used to tourists, and they all want to talk to you.
Yeah.
So you think, at first I used to be a bit freaked out, getting people staring at you, and then you realise if you go, hello, they're like, how are you?
Yeah, yeah.
What are you doing here?
If you went at the moment, now, sporting that moustache, they'd be sort of like, you know, you look very like a bloke who was very popular here once.
Really? Yeah. Very popular. Silver or lead, he used to say. Yeah.
Colombia.
Colombia in at number 10, right?
Wow. Yeah, to be fair, I suppose most people outside of Colombia only really have one type of vision of Colombia.
Yeah, which is very unfair.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a brilliant country.
Thank you, Netflix.
Absolutely brilliant country. Yeah, you need to have a word with Netflix. But anyway.
Right.
In at number 9, it's Indonesia. I know nothing about Indonesia.
No.
And I wouldn't have said it was the friendliest place in the world. But then again, I know nothing about Indonesia. You know,
right.
So like,
As even where is it?
Yeah. Well, no, I know where.
If somebody told me
roughly where it is, it's
if somebody told me Indonesia was a general area of numerous countries, I'd have probably believed it. You know, that sort of Indonesia.
I think it's a collection
area.
Of islands. All those island nations, they have nothing to do but say hello to each other all the time. I might feel engrossed. So then at number 8, it's the Philippines. I well believe it. Only people I know from the Philippines are all working in the medical service, and they're the nicest people ever.
Yeah, actually, that makes sense.
The Filipino nurses, and they seem to be a naturally caring society.
And they're big into family, aren't they? Family's really important.
Very
as well.
Much so. Mm. Yeah, yeah. Then in at 7, it's Vietnam.
Wow.
I believe that. Haven't been to Thailand, which is very like. Apparently, Vietnam is the new Thailand. That's what they say.
Has anybody bothered to tell Thailand that they're not Thailand anymore?
No, they're not.
Vietnam is the
Thailand
new one.
Are not Thailand anymore. They were Thailand.
Vietnam has taken
over. But they're
over.
Now more expensive, a little bit too tourist targeted. And Vietnam has apparently taken over as the friendly go-to place in the Middle East. This is what on the Middle East, in the far, in wow. the looking the, over there.
Yeah.
That's what I'm told. Right?
Yeah.
At number six, it's us, ladies and gentlemen. It's
six.
Ireland. We're outside the top five. Oh, I'm disgusted.
That is
I
harsh.
Honestly thought we'd do better than that. John, you are a tourist, essentially. Not a tourist, but you're a foreign man living in Ireland.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're an economic refugee.
Do we?
Thank you.
Do we deserve.
Refugee, I think they said.
Do we deserve a higher or lower count? Now, judging your own country came 58th.
Whoo! Ha! 58!
Wow! Now, 56th, yeah.
Oh my
yeah, how dare you, 58. How rude.
56 out of the 68 countries surveyed.
Yeah.
Yeah. But what do you reckon, Ireland, should we be higher or lower? You've got a perfect view of this.
Yeah. Well, I think, to be fair, we need to hear this top five, and then we can see
whether or not
exactly.
Ireland
I
rates.
Mean, does Ireland rank above Indonesia? Yeah, probably.
I would have thought so.
Have you ever been to Indonesia?
No, but...
Yeah, neither of any
I mean,
of us.
They both begin with I.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you for that.
Again, right. Maybe I overrated the opinions of English John on this one.
Right, so, who has bumped us out of
right,
the top
so
five?
Costa Rica in at number five, right? Costa Rica.
Good coffee, I suppose.
Good coffee, who knows? In then is
this is friendliness shocking. Then, just friendliness.
Just friendly, just the friendliness in this. In then, number four is Portugal. Portugal!
Yeah, I
like Portugal.
I've only been once. That's all right, like, I don't...
Yeah, well, there's a reason we haven't been to these countries. They're not known as being friendly. In at number three, Taiwan. Are you what? Are you walking out of what is happening with the world? In at number two is Bahrain. Oh, for the love of God. You can't even buy someone a pint without costing you 50 quid, I'd say. And then number one, although we probably may be up against it here. Number one, the friendliest country in the world is the Mexicans. It's Mexico.
Mexico?
Mexico, the friendliest country in the world, apparently.
Unless you're Donald Trump.
Unless you, yeah. There you go, yeah.
Yeah.
The Mexicans are so nice, they're being forced to pay for their own separation wall from those pesky Yankee doodlers. So there you go. Yeah, the Mexicans are the friendliest people in the world. We're down to sixth. It's not where we want to be.
That's an unusual list. Now, that's not the list I was expecting.
I didn't expect
Vietnam and Taiwan and Bahrain and Indonesia and Colombia and
all
stuff
to be around
on the list.
Yeah, I didn't expect it at all. I would have actually expected the Brits to be a little bit higher than that. I would have expected them to be top 10 anyway.
And instead, they're actually bottom 10, aren't they?
Yeah, like, Brits are generally a curious, friendly brunch, aren't they?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, they are!
You know, particularly around the service stations, am I right, John?
Always curious.
The road services, always very good.
Yeah.
You know?
You know what I mean? The Brits are actually cluelessly friendly towards the Irish people.
Cluelessly friendly?
Yeah, it's like, you know, it's like, pity Ireland are knocked out of the World Cup, but you can always support us now, can't you? You know, it's like that! They always do that.
And they actually believe
it. And, like, and then when they get kicked out, it's like, oh, well, at least we have the Irish, our friends over there. They've no idea we're such crap friends.
Yeah.
They don't, like, you know what I mean?
Wow.
I'm surprised. I would have thought they'd be playing.
Yeah, that is
Brexit's
low, to be
after
fair.
Interfering and all of that. That's what that is.
56 out of 68 countries surveyed.
Yeah.
That is low.
I love the way, once again, it's the Irish thing of we're obsessed with the Brits. It's like, again, ah, oh, well, we didn't call you. Did we not do well? Well, at least we beat them. What? That shower. Take that. Shove that up your bleeding crowny elbow over there. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. I'm still disappointed. I thought Ireland would be better now. 100,000 welcomes now.
Yeah, exactly.
And Bahrain. Just stop your Bahrain. Bahrain's the size of a feckin'... Half the size of Ballymun and full of flutes that don't even know their way around.
Guaranteed Irish, you too, in mysterious ways. Here are Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for that. 21 and a half minutes past 8 o'clock. A couple of WhatsApps in, actually, about that list of the friendliest countries, apparently. Who did you say? Internation did
Internations, apparently, yeah.
Did this survey. And because some of the reactions, Dee has been on to say, Mexico, where your chances of being kidnapped are probably 50%.
Well, maybe that's just because they like you so much they just can't possibly let you go.
Exactly.
Without an extra slice of cake.
Oh, look at you. You're so... I couldn't possibly let you go home. And then somebody else. That list is totally flawed. Bahrain! Sure, if you have an opinion over there, they'll lock you up.
Well, I don't know anything about Bahrain. But I was shocked it was on the list. But I don't know. But then again, is that just me being an assumptive racist? I don't know. I just assume.
Finbar says, "Morning, lads. Isn't Bahrain that friendly country that Leo can't visit because he'd be flogged if he did?"
Is that a thing?
Well, I don't know. According to Finbar,
we need to find out more about Bahrain.
And then Jones
before
says,
"I start slating the place. I'm just bouncing some positives."
I thought Indonesia was the answer to the breakfast table quiz question. Where is your patella? But Indonesia.
Oh, for God's sake. The worst part of that joke was it took me that long to get it. That was the hardest part of that joke.
And then, of course, English Ian couldn't resist.
Here he is.
"You don't deserve it, lads." But I think he means that we don't deserve to be in the top five.
Is that it? Well, I tell you something.
Unbelievable.
Says English Ian. He'll text us abuse every morning.
No, English Ian normally is okay.
Oh, is he? I'll beg your pardon.
It's English Lee.
Oh, sorry, they're all the same to me.
Actually, PJ has just proved your point there, English Ian.
Yeah, I'm sorry, English Ian.
Anyway, the only thing I have to say to you, English Ian, is 56th.
56. It's not a number to be proud of, no.
56th out of 68.
Look at that. We turned everything into a derby. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous. It's kind of, you do assume though that Ireland would be very high up a radar like this or an index like this.
I don't know. I mean, the truth of the matter is, I was always amazed when, you know, tourists would go on about how friendly a nation we are.
Really?
I mean, like, we live here, man. We know the way we talk about everybody.
I know, but they don't know the way we talk about it. We're always that's what Irish people are like. It's like, "Oh, how are you doing? Oh, yeah, they're crack. How's it going?" And then your man goes away and goes, "Jesus, how he was never going to shut up."
But it's
unbelievable.
Like, it's like, you know, Americans and stuff. Oh, yeah. I love it. They're so, it's just, and we're always going around going, "Bloody Americans. You ever see them with their Leoma cameras?"
Yeah, but we don't say it to their face. We say it behind our back.
Yeah.
We're all playing our part, you know, in being the friendly nation.
There's English John out there, the other side of the glass.
Yeah.
Hopefully he can't hear us now, whatever. But you know what I mean? Like, the stuff we say about him when he's not here.
Well,
no.
Yeah, I think he might be listening, Jim.
What?
Yeah.
Well, not on the radio, are we?
Just a little bit.
All right.
Just the odd time.
All right.
You know, it's normally he'd be in bed at this time, you know what I mean? we're catching him out. But we never say these things to people's faces. That's Ireland's whole way.
Right.
Nobody knows. All they see is the hats off to you. How's it going? What's the crack?
Yeah.
You know, the Americans and all. We humour them. And they say, "I'm as Irish as you guys. My father came from Donegal. And yeah, he was one of the old Gillarooky Dukes." And you're like, "Oh, yeah, remember them. Yeah. They were sound now, the Gillarooky Dukes, yeah.
The Gillarooky Dukes of Donegal, wasn't
it?" Yeah, and then we start making up history for them. Yeah, do you know a famous Gillarooky Dukes? They were the founders of the state in 1731. Yeah.
Now, they're not listed on any of the monuments.
No,
but
because they taught the horse to speak Irish and they had no hands to make a monument for them. And they were very good. They taught horses to communicate. A beautiful family, the Gillarooky Dukes.
Yeah.
And then they head off and they go, "What are they like?" "Have a shower of ages, just having a clue what's going on."
Yeah, Deacon Blue, who are going to be playing, of course, in PJ Gallagher's garden this coming bank holiday weekend. It is the bank holiday, isn't it, that they're playing in your place?
It is the June bank holiday weekend, yeah. It is. They're playing there with Madness, of course. Isn't it?
I can't remember. Anyway, I know Deacon Blue. It's across the 3 days. There'll be Deacon Blue. There'll be Madness.
Yeah.
Primal Scream are on one of the dates.
Not so hot on them now, it wouldn't be.
Who else? I can't remember who else. Something Happens.
Oh, yes, of course, yeah.
I think the Madness date is the best date, is it?
Of course it is, because Madness are playing.
Right.
Everything outside of that's rubbish.
Is it the June bank holiday weekend?
Harsh.
Is it? It's the June one?
The June bank holiday weekend, yeah.
Right, okay.
Same one as the Kilkenny Festival.
Dunleary Pier, otherwise known as PJ Gallagher's Front Garden.
Oh, it's going to be fantastic.
That's where you can check it out.
It's going to be absolutely fantastic.
It
I can't
sound
wait.
Like a brilliant place to have the gig.
It is, yeah. Well, I was in there briefly for the, what's the other festival that does be down there? Oh, feck it, I can't remember.
Was it some yachting regatta that you were invited to?
No, the music festival. There's a music festival in Dunleary every year anyway, in the same place.
Oh, is there?
Yeah, huge one, yeah. I just can't remember what it's called for some reason.
Oh, it's huge, isn't it?
That doesn't matter. I don't know. It's like, I call it the chronic picnic sometimes. I don't remember things like that. It's a huge festival, though. The Beach Yard Festival.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, and they, of course, now you're going to ask me who played it. I don't know. But they were big, bleeding people, right? Right, Jim? big bands, you know what I mean, popular things. There was loads of young folks and all running around. And I was in there briefly because I was doing this thing for a Bohemian Football Club at it.
Right.
And it's a great setup. It's a brilliant setup.
So where is it exactly? Is it a bit like, because when you say to somebody Dunleary Pier,
yeah,
like to me that conjures up the walk out into the sea.
No, it's not there. No. So it's, you know where the old ferry terminal used to be.
Yeah.
So the ferry terminal is a part of it, and then that entire yard, which all of that area, that's all where the staging and everything is, and all the food stuff and everything. It's a huge, brilliant area. It's a brilliant cool. area. But no, it's not the wall. Jeez, yeah. Imagine that. No, that'd be that.
And
would
you're
be
doing
madness.
You're doing Airbnb, are you, for that weekend?
I'm thinking about it. I'll tell you something. Be a few quid made, wouldn't there?
Absolutely.
Yeah, there'd be a few quid made. Although they wouldn't know. I'm not able to have people in the house. Sure, look, I've never even had my mother in the house. There's no way I'm going to have.
Well, I mean, sure, nobody will take it now that you're having your problem with your internet provider.
It's driving me up, though. It's driving me demented.
Anyway,
why is
listen.
It so hard to do such a simple thing? Yeah.
The other thing, the good news is, apart from you looking forward to seeing madness in your front garden.
Yeah, the Jacksons, that's who played at the Beach Yard Festival last year. Do you remember the Jackson 5?
Oh, right.
Or the Jackson, however, how many of them's left? Four, three, or four,
three,
or something.
Three and a bit.
But the Jacksons played last year, yeah.
All right. Anyway, Easter's on the way, right? Because we mentioned that as part of the breakfast table quiz. You can have an Easter break at any of the Maldron or Clayton hotels in Galway. That's our prize on that. And Easter, both PG and myself have finally agreed on the fact that Easter is one of the truly great kind of things in the year. Right? That's one of the best sort of little, what would you call it, festively highlighty holiday.
It's brilliant is what it is.
Things, right?
It's just chocolate eggs and no stress or pressure, yeah.
We're looking forward to it this year because there is an egg that's been occupying a space on PJ's desk for a while that was bought, and I can't remember the listener who did it, but they were away and they picked up this Marmite flavoured Easter egg.
And they brought it into us so we could test it out, yeah. Right? This is the whole thing. They brought us in this Marmite flavour.
And obviously we've resisted until we get close to Easter.
And because Jim has never tasted Marmite, and because it's such a love it or hate it separator of people. You know, we've left it sitting there. We were going to do it. We tried the light taste and see if we could get Jim converted into Marmite. Then we were going to get some Marmite spread in, all that. Some fecker's only gone and plunged into the egg.
Yeah.
Someone's after raiding the egg and we've no idea who it is.
It's down to two suspects, right? It's between the voice of a thousand souls,
Enda Murphy,
and David Lade, who does Newsy Dave, comes in sometimes.
Who does have the place to himself here on the weekend, who can't be trusted.
They are pointing the fingers at each other.
Yeah.
At the moment. But we haven't quite gotten to the bottom of it.
It's definitely one or the other.
It's either of them. Now, maybe both. It could be a conspiracy.
What's the story with the, you know what I mean?
I mean, you can't leave an Easter egg on your desk without somebody coming along and having a
nibble.
And now it doesn't even look, it's not in its former glory anymore.
No, it's
only not.
It's all bits of our loose chocolate floating around and lying on the desk. It's got a big hole plunged in it.
Unbelievable.
Marmite's an English thing. Is Marmite an English? No, it's Australian, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's Australian. Have you had Marmite, John?
Yes, I have eaten Marmite.
A yay or an A would you give it?
Do you know, this is the worst thing. It sums me up perfectly. I'm not bothered.
Oh my God. You don't even come down on either side of a Marmite.
Literally the one thing that can't happen.
Marmite split.
What?
I resist that famous Marmite black and white split. I don't love it.
So you literally went, you either love it or hate it.
That's their whole selling point.
John went, I'm not really bothered either way.
But that's not how it works.
No, I don't. I mean, I'll have it, but I don't think it's delicious.
You've just flown in the face of,
that's not how it works.
60 like, years of marketing.
Well, I just went, it's okay.
That's fair enough.
Yeah.
What do you love, you passionless swine?
He neither loves nor hates.
Loves nor hates.
Yeah.
He's just all accepting. He's broken the Marmite circle.
He's all accepting.
Right, if this is a good day then for us to try and taste, if there's any remnants left, so we could actually have a bit of a taste of it then.
It's a little bit too early for Easter.
Well, it's smashed now.
Yeah, you're right.
And he's here. He doesn't know what he likes or hates.
He doesn't even know where he is.
Never the twain shall meet in his head. And we'll find out with you, and I'm pretty sure I would like it. So maybe today is the day
we will have to do it.
You know, just a sort of Marmite chocolate. Maybe I'll run out and get some spread for after 9 o'clock.
By the way, if anybody has any recommendations of any sort of like, you know, weird tasted Easter eggs that are out there, like there's a good one you'd love. Teelings have done one. Teelings have done an Easter
egg. I'd like to try that now.
You should say that.
We should bring in loads of different flavoured stuff to try on John and see if he's bothered by any of it.
If there's any sort of, you know, like out there flavoured Easter eggs,
Yeah, yeah, because Teeling's whiskey, isn't it? Yeah, that, I'd like to have a go at that now. Yeah, I'd like to have a go at that.
So let us know. Maybe we'll
fish and
maybe
chip
we'll
flavored, mushy pea flavored chocolate.
Oh my god!
Give it a. You know what I mean? There's all. Remember the rosy one we tried yesterday.
Oh yeah, yeah, the rose chocolate.
Yeah, yeah.
Ruby chocolate.
Ruby chocolate, yes. Yeah, sorry. Yeah. I'm like an L1 when we go for a chocolate. You know those, what's that like over there? I was doing all that to her. Is that nice, is it? That's un. Why is that chocolate a funny colour? And she got so annoyed with me asking the question, she just gave me a handful of it. Yeah,
and told you to go away.
Yeah, there, that'll do. Grant. Yeah, it is nice. You're right, it's very flowery, I think I said.
Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the award. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
With Julie Kilmartin's Educational Services in Ennis and Limerick. For exam success, it's got to be julies.ie.
Right, it is your chance to experience all that Galway has to offer families this Easter with Maldron and Clayton Hotels in Galway. They offer large, spacious family rooms, a choice of family-friendly dining options to suit all. There's complimentary access to their crafty kids' club activities and amazing family packages. So an escape to Galway with Maldron and Clayton Hotels is a must this Easter. That's what we have for you, a two-night family break to any of the Maldron or Clayton Hotels in Galway. Breakfast each morning, dinner on an evening of your choice. That complimentary access, as we said, to crafty kids club activities and that family ticket to Galway Atlantiquaria.
Atlantiquaria, a secret
like
land.
Like Game of Thrones.
Yeah, secret land under the sea, right next to Galway. Yeah,
brilliant.
Nobody knows how to get in except for the people at the hotel. So there you go. And of course, 7 the score to beat. So 8 or more is what you need, which is a beatable score in fairness. And Shane Smith and Cork is going to have a go. How are you, Shane?
How's it going, PJ? How's things?
Not bad at all, Shane. How are you this morning?
Yeah, no, not too bad.
Yeah, yeah. Any plans for your day?
No, just walking, really.
Yeah, yeah. Where are you? Are you allowed to tell us where you're walking, or is it a big secret?
Yeah, nah. It's tires there in Cork.
All good stuff in near the city.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's down by the marina.
All right, good stuff.
Yeah, well, very familiar with it, PJ, aren't you?
Very familiar with Cork, yeah. Mm. I love Cork.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Good stuff. Right, well, Shane, the good news for you is that literally a score of 8 will put you top of the leaderboard. Obviously, if you can do better than that, that's better again. So you're good to go.
Yeah, I have my trident ready and all.
Excellent.
Right, so man.
Ready for the challenge.
We're on your side. Let's see if we can do it.
60 seconds. Here we go.
In Christianity, Jesus' crucifixion is commemorated on what day?
Easter.
It's Good Friday. Which US president was known by the initials FDR?
Roosevelt.
Yeah. According to legend, in what forest did Robin Hood and his merry men hide out?
Pass.
Sherwood Forest. What is the highest scoring ball in snooker?
Yeah, ball.
In thunderstorm, do you see the lightning or hear the thunder first?
Thunder.
It's see the lightning. Buzz Lightyear and Woody are stars of what animated film series?
Toy Story.
With what musical instrument would you associate Eric Clapton?
Guitar.
Venice Beach is in what US state?
Miami.
It's California. What young actor starred in the film Home Alone?
Macaulay Culkin.
That's it. In which Disney film do Mowgli and Baloo appear?
Jungle Book.
That's
yay,
that one.
Jungle Book is right. Okay, so how did we do?
I'll
say you're pulling away for now, yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 came up a little bit short. A little bit short.
No harm. Anyway, thanks for playing, Shane. Fair play.
Nice one.
Have a good one, man. Take care of yourself. Cheers. Bye-bye. There you go. Shane Smith in Cork.
A little short. And apologies for some non-breakfast language that may have slipped through the radar there from Shane.
Well, in fairness, he was obviously very frustrated.
He was frustrated. So cut him some slack.
Yeah, and it's fair to say he was quite laid back about it all.
Frustration has a strange effect on us. You know, at the best of times. You may sound laid back, but it's sort of sometimes you verbalise things in a way.
Sometimes it just boils over.
You know, what can you do? Good on you, Shane. What can you do?
PJ and Jim in the morning. Classic hits.